It was 20 years ago that I heard Dick Halverson's words to Bob Fenn, "Follow Jesus." Since then, I've studied, attended seminars, heard hundreds of sermons, taught, even written a bit about the Christian life. But I've never heard a more profound statement of what that Christian life is. Follow Jesus. What I've tried to do all that time is simply that. It's just what Jesus asked his apostles to do. When he called Peter and Andrew, Philip and Matthew, he said to them, "Follow me." After his resurrection, when he'd asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" and told him three times to feed his sheep, he said to him again, "Follow me." And when Peter asked, "What about John?" Jesus told him once more, "You must follow me." The Bible lets us eavesdrop on these great conversations. All we have to do is listen in. But I said hearing those two words that day changed my life. Let me tell you why. I was a doer, an achiever. I'd risen in a large, successful company to the job I'd always wanted. Sure, I'd had difficulties and failings, but overall, I thought of myself as more than competent. A guy who knew how to get things done. A leader. When I became a Christian, it seemed natural that these qualities would transfer over. I'd learn what I needed to know and then become productive, a real contributor. I soon began to see possibilities, opportunities to make things better. I read the Bible and lots of commentaries and books, and before I'd been a Christian for a year, I was beginning to think I had it pretty well mastered. This, too, fit the pattern of my work. I'd been given a new assignment every couple of years. It usually took me something over 6 months to get on top of it, another year to outgrow it, and be ready for the next one. So it was natural for me to believe I was ready to do some great thing for the Lord. As soon as he showed it to me, I'd go and do it for him. And I wanted Dick to tell me what it was. But he didn't. Here was a major Christian leader telling me he was first and foremost a follower, and that the number one thing I needed to be was that. Success in the Christian life isn't about leading. It's about following. Following Jesus couldn't any longer be just another expression for being a believer. I had to understand what it meant and how it was different from what I'd been doing. What does it mean to follow Jesus? While Dick was speaking, I pondered the question and prayed for an insight. I couldn't tell you now a thing he said. Suddenly, my grandfather came to mind. My cousins and I would spend several weeks with him every summer. Our favorite thing was when he said, "Let's go rambling." Off he'd go, out into the world, across the pasture or past the old cotton gin, into the woods or along the railroad tracks, down by the creek. Never the same path twice. We formed a pack around him, trying to walk by his side or close behind, constantly asking questions. These were great adventures. It seemed we went to new places all the time. And every little bit, he'd stop to point out some marvel of nature or a man-made object he'd found. He'd explain how it worked or how it got there or point out its most interesting feature, which almost always illustrated some point about people or relationships or how we ought to live or treat each other. The ants worked and never fought. The squirrels prepared for the future by storing up winter food. The trees by the water grew tallest. The rusty horseshoe taught us to care for the animals. He seemed to find a lesson in everything. We hung on every word and wouldn't have thought about wandering away from him. He'd laugh at our jokes, pretend our wise comments had taught him something, and often just pick us up for an approving hug. Each of us wanted nothing more than to learn from him, to please him, to grow up to be like him. That insight flooded over me, and I felt the most amazing peace. Years ago, I had learned what it meant to follow Jesus, and I knew it in my heart, not just my head. It was now clear what Jesus meant when he said, "Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I felt the awe and respect his wisdom and goodness deserve. I knew the pure joy of being with him and not wanting to leave him. The anticipation of trying to please him and the satisfaction of feeling his approval. The pleasant frustration of yearning to be like him, but knowing it would take a lifetime. How different this was from the junior executive role I'd envisioned for my Christian life. That day in the Smokies, I dropped my quest for the great thing and started kind of going rambling with Jesus. With a bunch of brothers and sisters, I follow him around, watching him, hanging on his every word, learning to please him, loving his hugs, and growing a little more like him every day. Now, Grandpa asked us to do things, and as we grew older, he required us to take more responsibility, especially caring for the younger ones. He expected us to study and reflect so our opinions would be deeper and better informed. And when we were lazy or uncooperative, selfish or unforgiving, he didn't approve. He wanted us to grow and develop, but under his guidance and care. In Christian years, I'm almost a teenager now, and the Lord gives me many things to do, more and more. And guess what? Every one of them is something great. But Grandpa grew old. As we grew up and learned more, our knowledge overtook his in many areas, especially science and technology. His position with us couldn't last. Finally, he left us. Jesus isn't like that at all. He's so far above us, even our greatest growth can't change our relationship to him at all. We'll never outgrow our feelings for him, nor will he ever run out of things to teach us. We can't use up his loving approval or finish all the tasks he wants us to do. Best of all, he'll never leave us. We can keep on rambling with him until the day we die. No, that's wrong. We can keep on rambling with him forever. Lord Jesus, I want to follow you like a child follows an adult he respects, admires, relies on, and loves. I want my whole Christian life to consist of following you. Show me how I'm failing to do that now. Let me see how I could change. Help me get my own ambitions and plans out of the way of our relationship. I know you have things for me to do, things I've even refused to do. Help me to be effective in your service by staying close to you every day and by inviting others to join us. I pray in your name.